Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the last two hadith on the chapter on the manner of offering salam. An Asma binti Yazid radiyallahu ta'ala anha anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marra fil masjid yawman wa usbatun minan nisa'i qu'udun fa'alwa biyadihi bitaslim rawahu al-Tirmidhi. Wa adha mahmulun ala annahu صلى الله عليه وسلم جمع بين اللفظ والإشارة ويؤيده أن في رواية في أبي داود فسلم علينا. حضرت أسماء بنت يزيد رضي الله تعالى عنها narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم walked past the masjid one day while a group of women were sitting. He offered salam to them by gesturing with his hand. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم offered salam by gesturing with his hand. Ulama explained that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gestured with his hand. Together with gesturing with his hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said salam with the words. And this we know from another riwayat of Abu Dawud Sharif. So if a person is making a gesture of salam with his hand, may use two hands, may use one hand, but if a person is gesturing with his hand, then at the same time he should say salam with his lips. So sometimes a person is driving past and we make a greeting, a sign to them, then we should also say the words of salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Not only using the hand. So this, what we learned was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gestured with his hand and also used his lips. In other words, he also said the words. One other masala that comes out from this is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had certain khususiyat. Certain specialities to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, unique to him, not applicable to us. One of it was there was no chance of fitna. There was no chance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam getting involved in any mischief, wa na'udhu billah. So therefore, for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to greet those women was permissible. For us to greet strange women is not permissible, as we explained before, that we can't greet strange women because there is a potential of fitna being created. Yes, if it is a mahram, some close relative who we can't marry forever, then there is no problem. A person greets his sister, makes salam to his sister, his daughter, his mother, etc. Or there is a very old woman, she's not well. Now to greet that type of woman, there is no harm because there is no chance of any fitna. But just to greet the ghair mahram woman like that, this is not permissible. So that's something else we also learn. Therefore when we're doing a hadith, we have to understand it in its context. If a person just reads this hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam greeted a group of women, we will say now it is sunnah to greet women. And then what we'll do, we'll start greeting them. But we haven't understood that there are certain khususiyat. For example, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could marry more than four wives. That was a speciality solely for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can't say that is a sunnah and now we want to apply it. It was a special right Allah ta'ala had given him. And that too was for a purpose, for the spreading of deen. The more ladies that interacted with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, learned the domestic affairs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were able to spread it so that we could learn it today. The last hadith of this chapter, عن أبي جري الهجمي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أتيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقلت عليك السلام يا رسول الله قال لا تقل عليك السلام فإن عليك السلام تحية الموتى رواه أبو داود. حضرت أبو جري الهجمي رضي الله عنه narrates that I came to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم and I said the salam in this manner. I said, alayka salam, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So what he said, alayka salam, that's how he started this salam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam corrected him. Alayka salam, what does it mean? Upon you be peace, O Rasulullah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, do not say this. Because in a time of Jahiliyat, this is how they would greet the dead people. When we go to the Qabrustan, we are told, assalamu alaykum ya ahl al qubur. من المسلمين والمؤمنين وإنا إن شاء الله بكم لاحقون نسأل الله لنا ولكم العافية. That's a dua we make. Assalamu alaikum. But in the time of Jahiliyyah, they would send praises and poetry to those people that have passed away. And then they were, after saying all that, they'd say, alayka salam, on you be salam. This is how the way they would make salam. So when this person came and he greeted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abu Jurey al-Hujaymi, he used that same words. He said, alayka salam, like how they would normally greet the people that have passed away, the mayits, when they would praise them, etc. This is how they would address them. So they would use these words. So immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Do not say alayka salam. Do not say upon you be peace. Upon you be peace is the greeting of the dead. Alayka salam is the greeting of the dead. That's how people greet the dead people. So do not use that word for the living. Make salam to the living people using the right words. So what we learn from here is salam, when we make it, we must also use the right words. As I explained, we don't just say salam, salams, or sometimes people use different words, but say the full salam. Salam is something that is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, initiated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, coming down right up till us. We are so fortunate we got the words of salam. So use the full words. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When we're saying it on the phone, when we're greeting people, when we're writing it also, we write the full words. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam corrected him for just changing it around from assalamu alaikum. He said alayka salam. Immediately Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam corrected him. One other thing to see here is this sahabi made a mistake. He made a mistake and he greeted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Abu Juray al-Hujaymi radiallahu anhu, he made a mistake and he greeted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And he was corrected upon that mistake. But he didn't feel shy, he didn't feel offended that I am corrected here and now let me hide this correction, I made a mistake, I shouldn't tell anybody. He told everyone, up till now we are saying the hadith, he is getting rewarded for it, he made a mistake, he acknowledged his mistake, he shared it with us so that we could also learn. And this is what you call a person who got sincerity. He is not offended when he is corrected, he is happy that somebody corrected me, somebody showed me what's right. Jazakallah, I'm appreciative. This is how we should have. This is the spirit we should be also having. If we are corrected, we don't get offended. We get happy that somebody showed us what is right. Somebody told us what is right. This new system, it's character assassination, and a person has assassinated my character and he told me what's right and other people heard him telling me and I'm so offended that he corrected me in front of people. This is not the tartib of Sahaba. On one occasion, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was giving the khutbah in the masjid. It was the occasion of Jumu'ah. And whilst he was giving the khutbah, who had come in late, little bit late, was Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. He was Dhul Nurain, he was married to two daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one after the other. So he was a very great sahabi, he was not an ordinary sahabi. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu saw him coming late, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu in the khutbah, in the Jummah khutbah, he addresses him that you're coming late for salah, this is the time that you're coming. So Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu just mentioned that I had to make wudu, and then I came. So again he reprimanded him in front of everybody. Wal wudu aidan, in other words, you didn't have a ghusl for Jummah and came, you only made wudu and you came. In other words, the person should be making, if he can, he should be making Jummah, ghusl on the day of Jummah. You only made wudu on the day of Jummah. So he reprimanded him in front of the whole crowd for two things. One is for coming late, and the other is for only making wudu on the day of Jummah. He was the Amir, he could mention these things, and it's for things for people to learn. There was no offense taken at all by Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. What he's saying is right, I'm being corrected, I'm happy to be corrected. So therefore if anybody corrects us, whether it's in front of people, whether it's alone, whatever it is, we should never ever take offense. We should be happy that somebody has corrected us. This was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would correct, the person is corrected, he would be happy. He would even relate how he was corrected, so that today we can be benefiting from that. Allah Pak give us that spirit also of accepting any type of correction. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun.